Greetings, good gamers, to yet another long-awaited episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the show that celebrates the retro in everything old. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this vintage quest, and today it's finally time for another great gamers quiz. Imagine that, right? This one is more of a speedrun. You have about 20 seconds of musical excellence to guess the game it represents. These sweet pieces are spread across four categories: easy, arcade, puzzle, simulation, and miscellaneous, with a few bonus tracks looming at the end. Be forewarned, though, these numbers won't always be taken from especially popular retro games, so don't expect to recognize them all. In other words, you won't get them all right, but that's part of the fun. Indeed, just enjoy this melodic ride for what it is, and just perhaps you'll unearth a new favorite tune or two you can then chase down later on. Oh yeah, and the rules. Let's keep it simple. Just name the game the specific track is from. If you can also name the level, mode, or screen the song represents, give yourself an extra point. And with that now settled, let's start with a few warm-up selections. That wasn't too tricky, I hope, as that one is a classic. Anyway, keep your ears sharp, because I'm going to play four more now, back to back. After the fifth one is played, we'll go back and review all five. That way, you can tally your points before we move on to the next selections. Are you ready? Here goes. Alright, good sirs and girls, how do you think you did for those first five? Those were the so-called easy ones, so I hope you did at least okay. The first piece belongs to Super Mario Land, the Overworld 1-1 theme. The second belongs to Sonic the Hedgehog 3, the opening title screen theme. Then we have Mega Man X4 for the PlayStation. That was the web spider theme. And after that, we had Super Castlevania 4, the Stage 3 Cave 3-1 theme. And finally, a very iconic piece, Streets of Rage 1, the first boss battle. Woo! With those done and savored, we now move on to the next five, your one hint being they are all arcade games. Probably a little harder, but I'm hoping maybe you got one or two or three of those right. They're all great games, whether you've played them or not. However, let's start with number 6, Rygar, a game where you were a guy attacking with a kind of a yo-yo shield. Anyway, that theme was, well, the main theme that you heard, the one that plays for most of the game. Number 7 was 1943, The Battle of Midway, a fun and classic overhead shooter taking place back during World War II. That theme is the opening theme for Stage 1 until you get to the second half. The number 8 score goes to Bubble Bobble, and that is the main in-game theme that pretty much plays for all 100 levels more or less, Bubble Bobble being one of the most classic and recognized single-screen platformers. Number 9 goes to another single-screen platformer, Snow Brothers, and that was the Stage 1 theme. And if you haven't ever played Snow Brothers, give it a whirl. I think it's a good match for Bubble Bobble. And finally, Gradius goes to number 10. That is the Stage 1 theme. Gradius, or Gradius, depending on how you want to pronounce it, is one of the most classic and seminal shooters of all time. And now for the next 5, our focus is puzzle and simulation. But a second hint, mostly puzzle. I know, it's getting trickier and trickier, but this is the puzzle category, so perhaps that's fitting. Anyway, selection 11 belongs to Puzzle Bobble, otherwise known as Bust a Move in the United States. The track is pretty much the game's main theme and plays at the first stage. The 12th piece goes to the Super Nintendo version of SimCity. It plays during the Dr. Wright intermissions. Listeners know I've played this track many a time before. I love it. Number 13, that goes to the Water Froggy stage theme for Tetris Attack, also known as Panel de Pon in Japan, if I got that right. 14 is a little bit of a cheat. It belongs to the Fillmore Forest stage of ActRaiser, a simulation-slash-action game hybrid on the Super Nintendo. And finally, we have a really obscure one. Soldim, or Soldam, I'm not really sure which, is a reversey-slash-Othello-like game combined with the usual sensibilities of titles like Tetris and Columns. Starring Rit and Tam, the two sibling stars of another excellent game, Rodland. Both titles were little known in the Americas, but can be found now via the PS4 and Switch online marketplaces. And yes, both games sport tragically underrated and overlooked soundtracks. So now we're entering the miscellaneous field. The final five, or final denouement, if you will. Just a quick hint, most of this is still retro stuff, but otherwise it could be pretty much anything. So, with that said, here's 16. That makes 20. But before I give the answers for those last five, here's a few extra courtesy of Smooth McGroove, an acapella and YouTube guru who can pretty much simulate an entire orchestra just through the natural qualities of his voice. He also has a cool cat sidekick. Anyway, my apologies if I've played these samples before on a previous show, but heck, that should just make this all the easier for you then. Bye. see, Smooth McGroove kinda rules. But now let's go back to number 16 and start from there. That piece was written for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World The Game, a retro-styled brawler based on the comic book series and or the movie. I'm not really sure which. Either way, the game was at the forefront of retro-styled revivals and reimaginings back in 2010, and has since been released again. This particular number is called Another Winter, and plays at the game's opening stage. As for number 17, I hope that wasn't too hard. That track goes to Ghosts and Goblins, the first in the storied Ghouls and Ghosts series. It's the Stage 1 theme. After that, we have Mickey's Castle of Illusion, a Sega Genesis favorite, although I used a snippet from the 2013 remake. It's the melody for Act 1's Enchanted Forest. One of my favorite platformers comes in as our 19th piece, and that's SNK's Blue's Journey. It plays during the Lower Earth Empire route, which is one of the two locales players can choose between for what is essentially World 2. And lastly, surprise, after praising Soldom and Rodland, I decided to include a Rodland composition for number 20. Again, both games have excellent underappreciated soundtracks, but the good news is that you can actually find and download them both either through Amazon or Apple Music. And they're pretty cheap, too. This particular piece, however, is known as Second Song Birds of Duet, and kicks in at the opening of Scene 10. As for Smooth McGroove, you were treated here with his renditions of The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, Sailing/Overworld theme, plus the composition for the original Sonic the Hedgehog Starlight Zone. His music can be found on YouTube, Apple, and elsewhere. And no, he is not a sponsor of this show. He doesn't even know I exist. But I am a fan of his and am happy to share some of his better stuff, just in case you might be interested. And that's that. If you happened to manage 10 or more correct here, I'd say you are a gaming champion. Between 5 or 10, well, I'd call you an able, but not truly devoted, patron of the video game arts. And anything less than that? Well... As always, thanks for listening. I'll be back in a month or two with another round of gaming goodness of one kind or another. Until then, this is Mr. Picario, signing off for now.